Senior South African government officials say the meeting between Biden and Ramaphosa will be an extension of their hour-long conversation in April. Shortly after that call, Ramaphosa told reporters Biden was very keen to establish wider trade links between the U.S. and Africa.
We also spoke about infrastructure, and I told him that we want to drive infrastructure in our own country as well as on the continent. And the United States is willing and ready to give as much support as they possibly can. Of course, we also spoke about the conflict between Russia and Ukraine.
And Ramaphosa spokespeople say the two leaders will touch on the war in Eastern Europe, but it won't be discussed in depth. They say Biden isn't happy, but accepts that South Africa's chosen to remain neutral and hasn't condemned President Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine. Ramaphosa, in turn, is concerned about the possibility that legislation, if it passes the U.S. Senate, could see Washington imposing sanctions on Africans doing business with Russians linked to the Putin regime. That law could result in the Biden administration punishing Ramaphosa's African National Congress, because its investment wing has a joint mining venture with sanctioned Russian oligarch Viktor Vekselberg. In April, Ramaphosa insisted he and Biden were good friends.
He's very warmly disposed towards South Africa and also remembered his visit to South Africa when he was a junior senator, as he said, and his meeting with the father of our democracy and nation, Madiba, and how Madiba met him in his office. So he was nostalgic about his relationship with South Africa, which I found to be very endearing and very...
Biden's had an interest in South Africa since he was a young man. He visited the country for the first time in 1976, when he spoke out against the then apartheid regime. His son, Hunter, is married to a Johannesburg-born woman. South Africa is the continent's second largest and most industrialized economy. As such, says researcher at the Institute for Pan-African Thought and Conversation, Nompumelelo Ndowonde, Biden views it as a gateway into Africa.
I think this meeting is absolutely pivotal in terms of shaping the narrative in terms of Africa's agenda moving forward and us being independent in solidarity as a country and pushing Africa forward.
That narrative, says Ndawande, should include that Africa's being disproportionately affected by extreme weather caused by climate change, something she says has largely been caused by rich countries. On that basis, she says it would be fair of Ramaphosa to press Biden to help Africa deal with climate change and its effects in the future. Ndawande says it would be fair of Biden to criticize Ramaphosa's administration for not moving away from burning coal to generate electricity. But she expects the meeting to be overwhelmingly positive.
We really need to hone in on these key pertinent issues, which are trade, infrastructure, nuclear powers, health, climate, which is a huge one, food security, moving away from this food insecurity to food security as well as in terms of nuclear weapons. There are agreements between the US and Africa, as well as energy agreements. But really, our focal point should be, what are the needs of Africa and how best can we find a partnership with the US?
Ndawande says, in contrast to some past U.S. administrations, Biden's appears to be genuine when it says it values and respects Africa as a partner on many levels. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.